lingering like a shadow on a memory, and no strangers we meet. Is it you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Will we recall my highest love, my highest love, my highest love? Oh, oh. I say we all lose faith sometimes, caught hanging by a thread for most of our lives, and then we start to see, yes, we start to see.
Never had to work for love. Don't need you to show me how. Don't wanna be falling in when I'm falling out. Didn't think I'd give for love. Every time I hold it back, nothing's lost in my head. I'm trying to find who I am. There's choosers, there's takers, there's begging, heartbreakers. Someone
just want to use.
Okay, mic one is working.
Oh, that's working. Yeah.
Okay, let's go just both sit by mic two, Kat.
Shut up.
Okay, we'll both sit next to it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And that's CD two.
So sweaty, though.
If CD doesn't work, it doesn't work. Like, it probably won't work for two or four.
Okay, wait, try mic two over there. Hello, hello. This is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Apologies for that.
Anna's radio voice is like this.
Is it really? Okay, so we just played Georgia Smith. Shush.
You know who it is. Oh yeah, we forgot to say. You know who it is. This is two for 2 weeks straight. You guys are getting spoiled. Yeah.
Okay, that was The One by Georgia Smith and Can't Believe the Way We Flow by James Blake.
Yeah.
I'm not talking funny. She's snickering at me over there.
So I have a good example of what we were talking about last week, which is that I was an outgoing Octavian earlier because we were like walking out of the building.
Good.
And I see this boy in a Del Barton soccer rain jacket, and I'm like, hi.
And
which was so out of my comfort zone. He was like, fine. He thought I had graduated college already, and I feel like it was like instant shutdown when I said I hadn't.
Oh,
he wasn't as friendly?
He was like walking out of the office. And he was like so like chill. And then like when he was like, what year did you graduate Tufts? And I was like, oh, I haven't. I'm 2020. Then he was like kind of more off put. And even his friend was like,
oh, I think he was going to ask you on a date. But then he was like, that would be inappropriate.
She's
in college.
But he said he graduated high school in 2013.
Oh.
That means he's like Alice's age
before us.
Which, yeah. And he didn't know anyone.
outgoing Octavian. You should refresh the listeners.
Say outgoing with that. Olivia, but we know too many.
Too many. Shout out Olivia. Shout out to our friends stuck in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, Olivia, health update. She's out of the hospital.
So our friend Olivia is abroad, and she's been in Sydney, Australia.
She
went to Bali right before her finals.
She probably ate a lot of tasty, tasty things.
Like I was saying this to someone, and they were like, oh my gosh, she got Bali belly. And I was like, that's a thing.
I actually have heard of that.
That's how Livy, too, was on, like, bed rest after she went to Bali.
Yeah. But basically, Olivia had to miss her finals, and now all her Australian professors are like, take your finals in July, but all her friends from the United States are back in the States.
And these are really, really good friends of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, Lauren.
But now she's stranded with only people that have accents.
Which is, what do you mean, Australian accents?
Yeah, Australian accents. Because all her friends were like, American. I'm making a joke in poor taste. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Sorry to our listeners on behalf
Someone of asked me joke. If we can tell how many people are listening. And I was like, no. I'm like, we have a
Wait, I
assumption
swear
it's zero.
You can.
Oh, my God, maybe.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, who cares?
No,
we appreciate
you,
though.
We have a special listener out in Cambridge,
though.
Maybe.
Yeah, and he doesn't know we're going at this time anymore.
Yeah, because we have our summer schedule.
Wait, maybe we're, like, broadcasting, like, during rush hour. Like, these people are, like...
No way.
On the mass day. Like, they're, like...
Some people...
I need to get home.
And yeah.
They just tune in, and, like, instantly, from Anna's voice, they're relaxed.
This is Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences. I wasn't talking like that, though.
Wait, I just so reminded myself that this morning I was telling the story of our flat tire.
Such a good story.
Oh, tell the story, Lauren.
Did we already or no?
Not on the Freeform Radio.
It's a different time anyways. Okay, so basically, like, this guy in my office, Bill, I think I, like, mentioned one time to Catherine how, like, he's pretty old, but he has, like, a girlfriend, I guess.
He's Silver Fox, right?
No.
But not Silver Fox?
He's a different one. He's, like, silver, and people, like, kind of laugh at him.
Okay.
Silver Bunny. Yeah. And he has this girlfriend who is, like, such a classic, like, older lady name, like, it's like Deborah. Susan, actually. And then he said she was supposed to, like, come sleep over last night, and, like, she got a flat tire, and, like, the whole night was, like, a mishap after that, and I thought he was gonna say it happened, like, super late at night. He's like, 7 o'clock.
That's late when you're working 9 to 5.
Someone was like, do you have a car, Lauren? And anyways, this whole thing started with, like, people were like, Bill, how's your night? And then he was like, Volvos don't have a donut in the back. And then everyone's like, wait, what? And he's like, Susan, she drives a Volvo. And, like, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, do you have a car, Lauren? And I said, I drove a Volvo in high school. And I never knew it didn't have a donut in the back. So good thing I never was headed over to any boys' houses or anything. And then I was like, but I did get a flat tire for the first time this winter when we were driving to Newport.
Narragansett, Rhode Island.
Newport accidentally shat.
It's okay.
But then, like, actually, like, my overseer freaked out because he's from Newport. And then I was just like, oh, the wong.
The Wongs.
Oh, because we were staying at Ellie Wong's.
But anyways, I was saying how I was right by, like, in Foxborough where the Patriots play.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the flat tire.
In a Honda CR-V that wasn't ours.
Yeah. It was an Herb Chamber.
Shout out Herb if you're listening.
They didn't have the dumb piece.
And Catherine knows.
The car jack.
I've already been a victim of a Honda CR-V flat tire
in the heat of LA.
In the heat of Malibu. Yeah, you wish you were there right now.
Yeah, how about that weather, folks? Drizzle, drizzle.
It's melancholy, as my coworker likes to say.
That's true.
I just was vibing today, though. I was, like, asleep standing up.
Oh, but finish the story so we can go back on these.
Sorry. You guys are on the edge of your seats. So we call AAA. There was some kind of thing. Well, I don't have AAA anymore. And then these two maybe don't. I don't know. But also, like, they're out of state. And so it kept on transferring, like, on it to, like, the Washington AAA. But we were, like, in Massachusetts, as we always are. And, like, it's just too... too far, didn't work out. Anyways, because at first I was going to say we were in Rhode Island. I was like, no, Massachusetts, of course. Anyways, they say, and like the penny say, we should call the police. So we call the police.
The pennies didn't say.
Oh, the pennies didn't say?
No.
Whose mom said?
I think it was me.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe someone said to call the police. We decided to do it. We're also like so used to Tufts that, like, we think of it as, like, there being an emergency, a non-emergency number. So we call the
police. I call 911, and I'm like, this isn't a... He's like, what's your emergency? And I'm like, this isn't...
And they're like, this is 911. And then a cop comes with his, like, sirens on, and he's, like, pretty hot. And then... this other cop car comes playing country music and, like, pulls up. And at first we're, like, scared-ish. It was also, like, dark, and we were, like, bordering on, like, trees. And then he's like, ah, that's just my buddy. And then the buddy gets out, and he's, like, super hot. So, yeah. And then they were, like, giving us recommendations of dinner. And then
they asked us to sushi.
I couldn't remember if that was real life. They did do that, right?
Yeah. So they were like joking, but still.
Yeah.
But anyways, they changed our tire.
Yeah, they did. And like it was hard work, but Catherine could have done it if we just had the triangle.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because remember, cop number one was like jumping on the tool
right.
With all his weight.
It,
sorry. did you tell your coworkers this whole story, Lauren?
No, all I said was that we got the flat and we were, like, in Foxborough and that you called the police and said it was a non-emergency.
Did they get a good laugh out of that?
Yeah, Silver Fox laughed. But no, also an important part of the story is that we go to the gas station that they, like, recommended us how to get there. And then we go in to pee and the cop was in there. But I was like, I didn't even say hi. and yeah, that's it.
Thanks for sharing, Lauren.
Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Okay, shall we go back into the music?
Yeah, they deserve it.
After that.
My it's hard to find. You could teach the deaf, or you could lead the blind just by the shock of your touch. Yeah, I know how it feels, or the knife in your stare, and the way that it feels me over and over till I'm skin to the core. I found a hole in my heart that wasn't there before. I'm just a pale little boy looking out for myself, but I start shaking for you.
Been up all week. Maybe you could be somebody that saves me. I've been faded quite lately. It's no fun when you're alone. Now I gotta call a taxi. My car broke down, dead battery. I've been blocked off my Uber. The driver's up, if you ask me. Cause I was smelling like an ounce. Like a Zap Roger summertime bounce. I came here to get lifted. I'll be surfing on clouds. That's when like a Friday night's house. I wanna take you to the crib and cut the lights out. Cause I need your company and I want it right now. Right now. Baby, I'ma need another hit.
I need another hit. I want your love. In your excel. Yep.
I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. There's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
Okay, you're never stopping now. You're never stopping now. Okay.
just an LA girl. You spoiled little LA girl. You're just an LA girl. Just an LA girl, you need to stop it now. You spoiled little LA girl. You're just an LA girl, you need to stop it now. Oh, you're kidding me, you must be joking, or you are smoking. Oh, oh, you're kidding me, oh, you're kidding me. Ha ha, that was a good one, your first good one in a while. Your first good one in a while. You need to stop it now. You need to stop it now. Oh, you need to stop it now.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, apologies to everyone who called. We actually would love to know how to answer calls, but we don't.
We tried.
And
we've done it before.
The manual is kind of confusing. You have to press two buttons and then press another button and move a slider. So it's a lot of moving parts.
None of us are engineers here.
No.
That one's in Australia.
Yeah, we
would have loved to talk.
Yeah, we are demoralized for not picking up the call. Answering the call.
I can talk about... No. I was going to talk about the kids I nanny, but I don't know if that's, not okay. Catherine's eating carrots over there, if you can hear that crunch crunching this whole time.
I'm working from home tomorrow for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
But we can't hang out because you actually have to get work done.
Yeah, I actually have to be working.
That sucks because I'm so free tomorrow, I'm not doing anything.
Wait, tomorrow I have so many tasks, I've been brainstorming.
Do you want me do you need me to run any errands? Because I will. Yeah.
You need to get two inexpensive bouquets of flowers for
Let's talk about our dinner party. Oh, I need to make a menu. We're going to order food from Dave's.
We are taking back the cult of domesticity by hosting our own dinner party that we want to host, and we're excited to have everyone over. And,
And the tablecloths from Amazon.com. This is not a sponsored ad. should arriving Thursday morning.
Should she get two bouquets of inexpensive flowers or just one and we'll split it up into small,
bushels?
We only have two vases. That's okay. So one bouquet of cheap but pretty flowers.
Wait, we also have jars. That could be cute.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could do that. And so one or two bouquets, whatever you want.
How are we going to fit everyone at the table?
I think we have to do the two tables in an L. Here's something where you guys can call in. We have 2 8-foot tables. We're trying to see what might be 17 or 16 maybe. And yeah. Well, you also need to scrounge for chairs. We should ask Scab.
Oh, he probably has a lot.
And a couch we can buy.
Yeah. I also, think he and us should move the furniture out of the living room into my room.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we did last time.
Yeah.
So we did a whole festivity dinner party like this for Catherine's 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm. It was the best
It was the best. It ended with dancing on the table.
Yeah, it was actually crazy.
Dare I say it.
Like, it couldn't get this that crazy.
No, it'll be a Thursday night. But people have work on Friday morning.
People do work.
This isn't an open thing, though.
People are stupid and dramatic about work on Fridays, I will say.
I will say that Sunday night, I did not get enough sleep, and work was the worst.
I feel strongly about Sunday.
And what did you do Sunday night?
I got enough sleep and felt amazing at work.
Good. That's the key.
Sleep is key. We've known this for a while. My mom always says it.
Yeah.
She texts me, like, pretty frequently recently asking about my quality of sleep.
My quality is fine. Lauren's is bad.
Yeah. Lauren is nocturnal.
But no, I'm prioritizing sleep. I really am. But because I have summer Fridays, I'm like so fine to
Oh yeah, Lauren doesn't have
gets to work at 1 on Fridays.
And she gets paid for 8 hours.
She's crazy to
Yeah.
I have to work 8 hours every day.
Well, I wish I had a job. Okay, I wish I didn't work 8 hours a day.
Yeah. A part-time thing would be the move.
But this week's payday, so everything will be worth it.
Well, once you get paid, you'll literally be like...
On top of the world.
Yeah.
Look,
come in on Sunday.
Let me work from home all weekend. Okay. Shall we get back into the tunes and come up with something a little more exciting to talk about next time?
Guys.
Sorry, guys.
I'm just like down and out,
guys.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Oh, and also, we just played Winter by Yabadoom, Inhale by Duke Dumont and Ebenezer, Knee Deep. Ebenezer. Knee Deep by Zach Brown Band. That's our only country song we like.
Yeah.
If it was sunny outside, you guys would agree with this, but because it's melancholy. And then we also just played RoboCop by Kanye West from one of his...
The one and only.
The one and only. Yay. from his album 808s and Heartbreak, which we think is not appreciated enough.
Well,
okay, Lauren and I have talked about this. We'll talk about this off air. Okay.
Well, no,
you want to talk about this on air?
But it doesn't matter. I just actually am not an 808s and Heartbreaks person.
Who was I talking about with this?
You're probably broing out with someone else. The one I say is underappreciated is The College Dropout.
Okay, that one's so appreciated.
That's not enough.
By real ones.
That's music.
Okay.
Sorry.
She drives a tough bargain. Okay, let's see if I can figure this out.
I could let you have it, you could be my heaven, you could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know you're living in the home, anytime I know. I could let you have it, you could be my heaven, you could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know. She break me, then I fall. I don't know the half of it anymore. Yeah, well, I can give a fuck about you. She can get whatever she need. Every time that she looked at me, you know I felt weak in my knee. Wanna try to be fancy, love, you know I can give a fuck about you. You know that I do my love. Either when you come in close, you always hit on the nose. But never know how you could know. But treat me like a, treat me like a. I don't know the half. Treat me like the queen, slap your knees like the queen, laughing. I could let you have it, you could be my heaven, you could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know you're living in a home, anytime I know, I could let you have it.
Yeah. Okay. So we just played Habit by Stiluzzi. Comatostai dot ain't really no other way to put it. Tro with no spaces.
Say there ain't no really other way to put it.
Okay, but there's no spaces. Okay, by Knowledge, the X, an X instead of an O. Then Family and Genus by Shaky Graves and Adorn by Miguel. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
I'll visit there. I want to visit discovertheforest.org.
Yeah. Well, I actually went hiking yesterday, and I think we should really go more often. This hike was wildly busy though on a Monday. It's the second most hiked mountain in the world, besides Mount Fuji. Isn't that bananas? I don't even remember what it's called. Mount Madondanak.
Maybe it's because there's so many people who are like nature-y up there.
Well, I also think it's like it's a tall compared to everything around it. It's really tall, so you have like a really clear view of everything. Like there's no other mountains around. It's not in a range.
Boston? Could you see Boston?
I don't think I could see Boston. hi.
Yeah, the only thing though is that like when it's a weekend, it's like so like you just want to chill. Like it's hard to motivate yourself to like be on your feet and go hiking.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just like do it all the time when I'm home, because I'm from Seattle. So we have cooler mountains, more hikes, and they're not even that far. It took us only like an hour and a half to get up there though. Okay. So this has been Bachelor Arts of Arts and Sciences, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You guys need to help me do the playback because I'm still doing it.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to